All right. Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 26th, and this is the City Utilities Committee. I'm J.P. Matzekite, Chair. To my right is Councilmember Smith. To my left is Councilmember Hillis, and to his left is Councilmember Shook. We represent a quorum, and I'm calling this meeting to order. First order of business is to adopt the agenda. Do I have a motion to adopt? And a second. All in favor say aye. The ayes have it. Next, we're going to approve the minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes? We have a motion and a proper second. All in favor say aye. The ayes have it. Great. Next item on the agenda, we are going to look at our goals for 2019. And thank you very much for folks that have shared stuff before you. You have the goals that include everything that have been submitted. So it looks like they are, see, antenna, it's the last page in the packet here?
Last page in packet, yes.
The last page in the packet. If you want to look at those for just a minute and make sure that everything that you submitted is included. There's nothing else. Yes. Councilmember Shook.
Yeah, these look tight and right. Regarding the first bullet, conduct follow-up reviews of previous department audits, and then several are specifically listed. It would be, if that's not already contemplated, I would ask us to think about reviewing all of the audits that fall under the purview of this committee, not just the ones. And maybe these were just mentioned as examples, but
yeah, these were ones that I think had
kind of at the top
presented recently.
Okay.
So why don't we make that adjustment if we can make it to include all audits, including
yeah.
the ones listed?
Thank you.
Any other comments? Anybody else? We have a motion to approve that I'll second. Do we need a electronic vote on that? All in favor say aye. The ayes have it. Thank you. And Santana, if you would make that change and then send the final version around to everyone, that would be great. All right, the next item on the agenda is public comment, and we have a couple of folks signed up. First is Matt Cox.
Morning, council members. I'm here today to talk about the clean energy resolution that will be before you today. Rising for the third time to voice my support for it. We've been active in trying to see that this does come to pass because it's an opportunity to send a signal across the city and across the entire region that Atlanta is serious about clean energy, that we're moving forward prudently with opportunities that are cost-effective, that are going to save money in our community, within the city itself, the municipal footprint, and then across the community as a whole. At the same time, they can improve public health throughout the entire region. We have the ability to also save billions of gallons of water as we go forward with that, which I know is a sensitive topic for many in this room. And so I think, and then as well to spur job creation to the tune of tens of thousands of jobs over the course of the next 15 or so years. So overall, I'd just like to support that effort and hope that you all vote in support of the resolution today. Thanks.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, excuse me, the next person is Brother Muhammad.
I am that I am. God, black man, representing spirituality of my ancestors, knowing that in my nature I am connected to the elements of nature, wind, fire, water, and surely the earth. Why do I come here? I'm talking about the continuation, Mr. Chairman, of the lack of the utility committee on city utility to make some resolution for a sewer connection and been here for about 15 people. I've talked over the year and gave you information about some people that wanted it. We had Ms. Power, we had Mr. Bakawa. They come up with some information to say, no, we don't want to do it. We don't want to do anything that's going to aid some poor people that is not like Mr. Overstreet that have influences and wealth with political influences. Let me make this clear, Mr. Mezakai. I've been coming to you begging for the same thing. Why do I beg for my community to have things in our community and then come down and tell you about it and then you don't act on it? I wonder why. Is it because I'm just a black man that come down here year after year, Miss Carla Smith, since the Miss Shirley Franklin asking for the same thing? You know, Miss Shirley Franklin, Mr. Matters was the reason I got a paved road, sidewalks, and curbs in my community. Not because of her only, because of the votes they had, and you were here then too. And then it came with Mr. Reed. He came and finished the work even after they raised paint on it. But I still asked them about the other work, called Mr. Martin, Mr. Maddox, Ms. Shirley Franklin, and Mr. Reed administration said, we're going to come in further through the work, Brother Muhammad. Even your colleague, Ms. Adrian, said, we had something on the book for 25 years. You've been in the house. We should be able to move on that. But let me say it like this. I talk about myself as being a god, but what is that Mayotte principles? That's a woman that is a goddess. That's a man that is representing God. I don't represent religion. I represent spirituality. Look at religion. I'm begging every day. People hear me, I call some people. Preachers hear me, I call some of them. I'm not going down there and say nothing. I got a 501c3 to protect. Why? We got need, Mr. Messing Kites, in our community. You take money and build water fountain for dogs. You have a person build a whole shelter for dogs. But when I walk down this street here, I'm trying to get stuff in my community, but I don't like to see poor people on the street living in the elements of nature. They come to try to get aid, but what you all do? Nothing. We had a man come last time, Mr. Westbrook, stepped to him and gave him a card. I thanked him, Mr. Messenkite, because he was looking for somebody to talk to him, getting some direction. So as I end, I need some resolution to the idea of the sewer connection. We were told that we would be able to have access to it. I've been coming down a year asking y'all to give us consideration for it. Now, I don't know what other charge I'm going to have to do to go to you, Miss Keisha Lance Bottom, because when I leave here in a few moments, I'm coming straight to your office, Mayotte Hotel.
Next speaker is Adrian Coleman.
Good morning. So I'm here today, and I'm not sure, but I came this morning to speak to the goals and objectives for this committee. Unfortunately, I got here late. I don't know if you had discussion about that. But one of the issues I'm hoping that you will include in your goals and objectives this year is specifically oversight, expanded oversight around franchise agreements, specifically the Comcast franchise agreement. As you know, the last time that Comcast came to speak before this committee was in 2016. The other thing I'd like for this committee to consider is oversight and accountability of the boards and commissions that you have purview over. For example, People TV. The last time that organization came before this committee was in 2014. I noticed because I was the president at that time. It's my understanding that for the boards and commissions that you have purview over, that they are to regularly come before the committee to be able to report how they're doing. Now, next week will be 1 year since we had a work session. This committee had a work session around public access. I want to go back to Comcast because as the Utilities Committee, you have oversight. The franchise fees, it's a consumer protection issue. It's also a city protection because the franchise fees come out of our cable bills. Comcast is charging us a franchise fee, which is supposedly 5% of our cable bill that then should be forwarded to the city. In addition, Comcast has, for the past 9 years, been charging the citizens a PEG fee, and most recently in 2016 changed that fee to an Atlanta-only fee of 80 cents per customer. That is not a fee. That is a standard fee. If you look at the bills, it actually says it's for Atlanta residents only. You are the only safeguard to ensure that Atlanta businesses and resident customers of Comcast, that money is being funded, returned to the city. And that if you just Google Comcast overpaying or underpaying franchise fees, you'll see that across the country, but as recently like Cobb County, Brookhaven, other Georgia cities have found funds that where Comcast did not pay the full amount to the municipality. So I'm asking you, in terms of your goals this year, to really look at further oversight, auditing the franchise agreement, but also the internal processes of the city. For example, who's monitoring the franchise agreement on a continuous basis? Also setting up processes that every 2 to 3 years there's going to be an audit. What is the processes for that? But also on a regular basis, who's monitoring that the franchisee is actually doing what the franchise agreement stipulates? I will tell you that two states, Massachusetts as well as Minnesota, the attorney generals of those states in 2018 have sued Comcast for fraudulent bills. We have the same problem here in Georgia, where customers, Comcast is requiring multi-year contracts. This is particularly affecting seniors because you've got to, they promise you a low rate, but then if you try to cancel that bill, they're now tacking on hundreds of dollars of fees because now you're now coming out of that contract with them. I will forward to you later some examples of where Massachusetts is requiring Comcast to reimburse them $700,000 to customers for that same practice, same thing in Minnesota. And I would like this committee to just provide some more oversight for not just Comcast, but any of the franchise agreements, and also to the boards and commissions that you have that's currently operating. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ms. Colon. We do not have any presentations today, so the next item on the agenda is we've been joined by Joy Shepherd. Thank you, Councilmember Shepherd. Good to see you this morning. Next item on the agenda is two communications, 19C0024. If you'd please read that, Santana.
A communication from Council Members Dustin Hillis, District 9, Andrea L. Boone, District 10, Marcy Collier Overstreet, District 11, Joyce M. Shepherd, District 12, and Andre Dickens, Post 3 at large, to President Felicia Moore and all members of Council, appointing Mr. Paul Sturdivant to serve as a member of the Keep Atlanta Beautiful Commission. This appointment is for a term of 2 years.
Mr. Sturdivant, if you're here and you could come to the mic and just introduce yourself and talk a little bit about why you're interested in this, that'd be great. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Paul Sturdivant, and good morning. My name is Paul Sturdivant, and I'm interested in being on this commission because I'm a 68 resident of the city of Atlanta, and I never have seen the South Side as dirty as it is. I have quite a few ideas that I think can help beautify the city, and I think that if I'm appointed, I will present some ideas to the city that probably will help clean up that side, because I understand to me that the Public Works Department is totally neglecting the south side of the city, and I'm quite sure that there's some ideas that can be presented that could make it look better, because it's completely too much trash thrown on the street, and it's just unnecessary, and I think it's things should be done to beautify the city, because Atlanta would never be the great city that we want it to be if it's a dirty city. And that's the reason I want to serve on the board, because I got some ideas that I think would probably help Atlanta.
Councilmember Shepherd.
Well, thank you, Paul, Mr. Sturdivant. He lives in the Pittsburgh community, and he's very dedicated to cleaning up his community. He's an advocate for Pittsburgh. We do work, he's worked with Keep Atlanta. Last week, as a matter of fact, he was one of the folks that was part of the recognition a couple of weeks ago in terms of Adopt a Spot, very active for several years. And I can always count on him, and he's out there picking up trash when there's nothing else going on. So we appreciate it. He talked about Public Works, but Public Works really is working with Keep Atlanta Beautiful to make some differences in the community. But by being on this board, I think that he will learn a lot more in terms of the structure of the city and how it works. So I make a motion to approve. I appreciate your work, Mr. Stuttering.
We have a Motion to approve and a proper second. I want to recognize Councilmember Smith.
Yeah, or I'll make the second on that. But I do want to say that it's not just public works. Everything in life is teamwork. So I'm glad you're becoming a part of the team, because public works, which is the government, they can't step on private property to clean it up, because unless they have permission. But then we don't just go and clean up because somebody says, oh, you have permission to come clean up our nasty vacant lot, because that's your tax dollars that are paying the tipping fees for the trash truck. So I represent the Lakewood area, and we could make a blanket statement about that, but I'm going to tell you something that happened to me over the weekend. We've got a nasty vacant lot. They've been dumping, and it's all mixed up. When they sent me pictures, it was logs, bushes, dead bushes, tires, mattresses, household trash, and it was just all mixed up. Well, there's three different kinds of landfills, so you can't put all that stuff in a truck, one truck. So they pulled the mattresses and some of the trash up to the curb for me, the neighborhood. Before they could call me Monday morning to tell me, someone had dragged all of that stuff back into the vacant lot. Now, why they would do that, I have no idea, because I was going to ask for a bulk pickup with the claw truck to come and get it. But now we can't go get it until the neighbors go back and pull it out again. So it's just this weird dichotomy of all of us have got to work together as a team. So we're going to have to go out there, pull it out, have the claw truck waiting so they can get it before someone pulls it back in. So, and that's one of the things that Keep Atlanta Beautiful will do, is work on trying to time these things also. So I appreciate it, but it's not just one person or one entity's fault.
Thank you, Mr. Sturman. And Carla, was that in Lakewood Heights?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if you know, that was on the news. And so that's why Channel 2, I don't know if Ms. Greenlee want to come and talk about that, but they even mentioned my name because they assumed it was in my district. So we reached out to Councilmember Shepherd, and they didn't do anything. But that was actually, and I think the reason they pulled it back, because the people probably saw it on the news.
You know that man that was on the news? I think he's the one that pulled it back.
All right. But we can go ahead with the motion and then let Ms. Greenlee respond to that.
Certainly. We have a motion and a proper second. Please prepare the vote.
Vote is open. The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable.
Thank you, Mr. Sturman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Greenlee, would you talk about that particular thing that Carl is talking about this weekend, just to get clarity?
So, yes, there was a news story on CBS 46. It ran Friday evening about that lot that you're speaking of. We're actually going out there after CUC today to take a look at it. We're very familiar with that lot. We've done lots of cleanups over there. We just did one for America Recycles Day on November 15th with the Lakewood Heights action team to clean up that area. It is a private lot, so then that does, you know, pose some challenges for the Department of Public Works for us to get in there. The other thing, as you mentioned earlier, is that there are mixed piles of trash and debris. So some of it is yard waste, some of it is bulk trash, and then some of it is just regular trash. So we have
tires.
To go through, and tires. And so we've cleaned up that area several times. We're going to deploy some officers out there and get code enforcement. We've put in several requests with code enforcement. My team is looking at it now to check into it, and I'm personally going out there today to take a look at it to see what we can do.
I appreciate you. I didn't see the news, but I did know it happened because one of my neighbors called and said, you know, that guy that was on there, they know him. So who's the property owner?
I don't know off the top of my head. I'll let you know, and I'll also send you the link to the news story as well.
Okay, but I appreciate you. But, yeah, it's very, very frustrating. So, and isn't that funny that y'all have Keep Atlanta Beautiful has cleaned up, 2 weeks ago and 2 weeks before that and 2 weeks before that? And, I mean, anyway, it's the property owners. They need to put some kind of fence up or something to keep people from dumping. But then some of those folks that hang out there are pulling that stuff in is what really the problem is.
Yeah, and so it may be us having also a conversation with the city solicitor's office so when they go to court that they put some actual actions and teeth in what they need to do, not after we clean it up. So we want to get into the mode of prevention versus pickup, because we can pick up continually all the time. So we have to change the behavior, and sometimes that is, you know, fencing in the lot. There are different behavior change methods that we can look at, and we need to, I just need to make sure I'm going to have a closer eye on this property.
You're wonderful. Now let me know when you go to court, because I will help you fill up the courtroom.
Okay.
I got a lot of people that are very aggravated about the situation where they worked, and then it was all for naught.
Thank you. Next item is 19C0025. Santana, if you could please read that in.
It's a communication from Council Members Natalie M. Archibong, District 5, Jennifer N. I., District 6, and Matt Westmoreland, Post 2 at Large, to President Felicia Moore and all members of Council, appointing Ms. Roseanne Maltese to serve as a member of the Water and Sewer Appeals Board. This appointment is for a term of 3 years.
Ms. Maltese, if you could please come to the mic. Share with us why you're interested in this.
Good morning. I am a retired social worker and have spent most of my life, my career, working with children and families and advocating for services for them. I've recently worked with the Lowry Institute and in supervising Clark Atlanta students in their internship at the Forest Hills Academy. I've also spent 2 summers working in Councilmember Shepherd's office with constituent services, and I am honored with the opportunity of continuing service for the City of Atlanta.
Thank you. Ms. Shepherd.
I want to thank you, and I'm going to make a motion to approve. And just as a point of reference, she's also my dear friend. She and I... our kids were raised together from North Atlanta High School. Went to school together, graduated together, and that's how we met in school, as PTA parents in school. And we've been friends ever since, traveling buddies, the whole nine yards. So, but she is a worker. She's also a member of the community garden in the community. She's very active in terms of a commitment to community. So the motion is to approve.
Great. We have a motion and a second. Please prepare the vote.
The vote is closed. This item has been favorable, 5 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, Ms. Maltese. Next item is 19-0-1060. Could you please read that in?
An ordinance by City Utilities Committee authorizing the Chief Financial Officer to amend the FY 2019 budget to transfer funds from the FY 2019 Water and Wastewater Renewal and Extension Fund Reserve Account to the Trust Fund for the Care and Conserve Program in the amount of $1,000,000.00 and for the purposes.
We have a motion to approve. Ms. Land.
Maisha Land, Affordability Manager for the Department of Watershed Management. This piece of legislation is an annual transfer that we do from the Water and Wastewater Revenue Fund to the Trust Fund for the benefit of Atlanta citizens who need assistance with either their water bills, water and sewer bills, and I say water bills because we do have a portion of our service area that is outside of the City of Atlanta proper, where we have persons from College Park and unincorporated Fulton County who pay water bills to us, and for water and wastewater bills for City of Atlanta residents, as well as plumbing repairs. This $1 million is a drop in the bucket for the things that are needed. We expended last year in 2018 approximately $1.2 million. The $1.2 million is combined with the bill payment assistance program as well as the plumbing program, where we issued for the first time a standing grant from the Department of Watershed Management to 3 nonprofit corporations. The first is South Face Energy, the second being Integrity Transformation CDC, and the third being the Nehemiah Project. Each one of them are nonprofit organizations who do plumbing repairs inside the City of Atlanta customers' homes. We found this program to be special because this is the first time that we've had 3 nonprofits for 3 different templates to do this work. The Nehemiah Project is a social service entity. The Integrity Transformations is a workforce development entity. And, of course, South Face Energy is a green sustainability entity, all doing the same work, all doing the work in different ways to see what the best template for water savings, workforce development, because there's a workforce development portion of their contract where they have to hire the people from the service areas that they're providing directly as plumbers helpers, as plumbers and as administrators of the program. 50% of their new hires had to come from the communities they served. So this is a fantastic opportunity. Right now we have, in 2018, 221 persons who received bill payment assistance. Of that, 123,000 of it was just bill payment assistance, meaning something happened in my life and I can't afford to pay my water bill. The other of it was $7,000 in leak payment assistance, meaning I had a leak in my home, it ran my water bill up, and now it's something I need you to help me pay. Our bill payment assistance is $1,000. Let me say that. It's up to $1,000, the key word being up to. The next one with the leak voucher assistance is up to $3,000, because if you had a water leak, of course, it's going to be higher. Well, what we have found in this plumbing repair program is now that we have it, our leak voucher assistance has gone down, because when the plumbing repairs come, now people can actually have their bill adjusted. So we adjust the bills before we apply assistance. So we have found a number of things that we have learned in this program. Particularly, we are going to be coming forth with another grant in a higher level, probably between $450,000 to $500,000 per grant, because we've also learned that the need is greater because the program hasn't been in place. We're running into a lot of galvanized pipe. And if you're familiar with galvanized pipe, once your pipes rust internally, the entire house is shot, and you fix it one place and it breaks somewhere else. So what we're looking for now, particularly as we're looking at sustaining people in their homes, particularly low-income communities, a lot of galvanized pipe is around. If we want persons to maintain the fabric of the communities, we're going to have to do some elevated assistance. So you'll see that coming forth in the next few months as well. That's it.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Lenz. We have a motion to approve from Mr. Shook that I'll second. Please prepare the vote.
Vote is open. The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable.
May I take a point of courtesy just to give information? So if you are in need of plumbing assistance, there is funding available. So if you are in districts 3, 10, 8, 9, or 11, your nonprofit for service is Integrity Transformation CDC. Their phone number is 404-853-1780, extension 205. If you reside in districts 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 12, your nonprofit is South Face Energy. And their phone number is 404-604-3614. If you're in need of plumbing assistance and you live in College Park, South Fulton, unincorporated, the city of South Fulton, and parts of Sandy Springs, your supplier or nonprofit is Nehemiah Project, and their phone number is 770-742-0706. If you need bill payment assistance, we have funds available. And our phone number at the Department of Watershed Management for Care and Conserve is 404-546-3620. Please call us. It's okay to need help. And at Care and Conserve, we care about customers before pipes, plants, and payments. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Land. Next item is 19R3273.
It's a resolution by City Utilities Committee authorizing the mayor to enter into renewal number 1 for FC8806 large diameter water line condition assessment with Pure Technologies U.S. Incorporated, RP Weston Consulting Incorporated JV on behalf of the Department of Watershed Management for time only.
Mr. Picaro, we have a motion to approve by Mr. Shook. Mr. Picaro.
Good morning, Rob Picaro, Department of Watershed Management. This legislation will authorize the mayor to enter into renewal number 1 for one of our contracts, FC8806, which is for large diameter waterline condition assessment The contractor is Pure Technologies US Incorporated and RP Western Consulting Inc., a joint venture. The current two-year term expires next month, and we're asking for a one-year renewal.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve by Mr. Shook that I'll second. Please prepare the vote.
The vote is open. Will everyone please vote? The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable.
Next item, we have one item that is being pulled forward from held, and there is a substitute for that. It's 18R3783. Do I need to make a motion to? I'll make a motion to bring forward the substitute, and we have a second.
The vote is open. The vote is closed. The substitute is before you, and it reads a substitute resolution by City Utilities Committee to adopt a plan to transition the City of Atlanta to 100% clean energy, to modify the deadlines for achieving 100% clean energy that were set in Resolution Number 17R3510, and for the purposes.
Great. Megan?
Good morning. Megan O'Neill, Mayor's Office of Resilience. Thank you very much for meeting with us over the past year to discuss this plan. The substitute before you accomplishes a few things, changing from the original legislation. One thing is adjusting the targets that were originally set in that piece of legislation to have us achieve 100% clean energy for municipal operations and community-wide by the year 2035. It also sets interim targets by which to measure our progress towards those goals. And it explicitly calls out the need to prioritize low-cost, no-cost options for the municipal side.
Questions, comments from the committee? We have a motion and a proper second for approval on substitute. Please prepare the vote.
The vote is closed. 5 yeas, 0 nays. This item is favorable on substitute.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that is all the business that we had in front of us today, unless there's anything else. We do have one other item, actually. Item 18R4435. I'll make a motion to file that, please. And we have a second. That was adopted on 2/18/19, so that's been taken care of. We have a motion and a second.
And it is a resolution by Councilmember Natalie M. Archibong authorizing the mayor or her designee on behalf of the City of Atlanta to enter into an encroachment agreement with the Kirkwood Neighbors Organization Incorporated for the Kirkwood Wayfinding Sign System in the city's rights of way and for other purposes. Opposed, 5 yeas, 0 nays. This item has been filed.
Any other business from members of the committee? If not, we will move to public comments. And we have one, Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad? What's that? It will.
All right, thank you very much. Apologize for that, running over here like I did. I was sitting in the municipal clerk office watching what was being said. But you know, I want you to know really. Because I just left Ms. Keisha Land's bottom office, spoke with one of her coordinators. Because I was told in 2008, NPUP, Ms. Keisha Land's bottom district, when she was the councilperson, Mr. Matterwood back in that day, it was said that we need to do more for our community, but we represent the community, Brother Muhammad. I'm the chairman, Mr. Brown, and I get it did for you. And nothing happened. I'm here today, 9 years later, begging. I beg why? because I see in my community streets that had not been paved. Mr. Public Work Commissioner had me in his car to ride over it. Nothing there has changed. We got people that live in my community that live on this street. Some of them. I don't think y'all worry about that. I'm a man that love people, Caucasians and black people. Because see, I know the majority of people of the earth has not learned that the 1% have the establishment, as Mr. Trump said, in their back pocket. Oh, you politicians and religious people. How can we suffer like we suffer? Walk down the street, Mr. Shepherd, you act like you're surprised about that. And they look like you. So I'm saying, be sensitive, Miss Carla Smith. All of you new persons, I come down for interests in my community. Don't let us come. Because it's what? They feel what? Not being said. I don't feel that. I love my ancestors. I say, when I come, I call them a Mr. Messing type. And I say,
is Adrian Coleman?
Yes, thank you. In this time, I wanted to come back and talk about public access. December 2017, in 2016, under Mayor Reed, there was discussions about an RFP and revitalizing public access. It's now 2019. Next week will be a year since the Utilities Committee had a work session on the new vendor that was contracted with in December 2017. And that time, there's been no notice from the administration in terms of what the plans are for the future of public access. People TV has been on month to month since 2016. It's really not fair to the organization because under the Reed administration, there were months where they went 8 months, 6 months without any payment. They're currently on month to month. Right now, I would ask this committee, is there currently a timeline on what is going to be done with public access? If not, then perhaps you want to, would consider giving People TV a year contract so that at least they have the funds in advance. This isn't a gift to People TV. What I'm asking for is revitalization is absolutely necessary. However, part of the problem is that as a citizen, Comcast subscriber, I contribute franchise fees and other fees to this. I want oversight of this institution. I want to see it revitalized. But right now, if there's nothing being done, what is the administration's plan? What is going to be done? Is it going to go up for RFP? If it does, if it's like the other RFP, that's going to be a year or two. And we wasn't successful. There's been two RFPs. Now, the city, in 2 years, planned a Super Bowl, planned and executed a Super Bowl, and now we're into year three of public access, and we can't get this right. I don't understand what's going on, so I'm asking this committee, number one, to ask the administration what that timeline is, to get an update, and if you could and would, please come back to the public and offer up some kind of, ask them to come before you so that the public, we will all know, and to take a serious look at the current operator and offer them some support, or at a minimum, they've been operating for the past 3 years. I think that they should come back to you with some deliverables. For example, where's the audit? To my knowledge, the last public audit was in 2015. There should be some deliverables, you know. So I just would like for you to consider putting public access back on the table, and let's really make this investment. I think it could be good for the city if we do this right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Coleman. Mr. Shakir.
Brian Shakir, South of Atlanta. I see the city in places, in roads that I haven't seen before. Upon coming here in 1970 with my mother and father and brothers and sister, the amount of litter that's in this city, and I think that's a direct impact on the stress impact of the policies that the council before y'all and that y'all are continuing. And we have
finding people with problems with taking up their property, but then we ignore the tires that we see, one in singular tires that we see vehicles with city names on it riding around the city that they can pick it up themselves. The fact is that there's an impact on the policies of the city, and it's creating a meanness in the city. That's where I think the litter is coming from. When you see the focus of this city where housing are being less and less affordable houses are being available, and the Beltline and the streetcar is where we see focus of money's going to, we see a people have an attitude of anger when they throw people, when they throw paper on the street, when they take a bag and throw it out. This is not normal behavior. But the fact is, having a Beltline and giving the hundreds of millions of dollars support that's supposed to have 52 affordable housings available and have zero right now. Zero. The fact that we would spend money on a streetcar, the fact that we have elected officials and the public ability to address them decreasing. The fact is that the MPU, the APAP meeting where Ms. Moore was at just the month before last, or last month, was cut off the air when the president of city council was there. The fact is that there's a meanness, and when we see in the infrastructure and the development like that we see in public education, Mr. Mastercott, these are buildings where hundreds and hundreds of million dollars are being spent on, and at the same time, we see that there's almost no oversight to looking at how we spending and the impact that those developments having on the communities, because the people are not there to occupy those communities no more. If I can just have 10 seconds, and that is, there's a meeting that I think that we all should know about. We can't separate ourselves from the Atlanta Public Schools, and it's going to be March the 4th, where they're putting a plan together to close schools that they give a grade to, and it's going to be a school that they're going to close with the lowest grade. Now, you know who's
Thank
on
you,
there?
Thank you, Mr. Shakir.
Douglas High School is in the first tier. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we've concluded all our business, and we have a motion to adjourn. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you.